Here he is, Ira Kaufman, the sage of Tampa Bay sports, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself, the king of Newport Richey, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton. It's a victory Sunday night, Monday edition of the Ira Kaufman podcast. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeKemper of JoeBucksFan is here. Bill Curry Ford, a mile north of the stadium, will beat any deal by $100. Get your best deal at Bill Curry Ford, which is a lot more than just deals, Ira. They've got all their specials on their website, BillCurryFord.com, but they have a world-class facility, something Tampa and the area has never seen before. That's not an exaggeration. They're a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. They've got the biggest service department around. They also have service specials you can find at BillCurryFord.com. Tremendous selection, 100 loaner vehicles. They will do work at your property. Maybe it's a recall, or they'll get you back to the dealership. They will do above and beyond in so many areas. Bill Curry Ford has the Ira Kaufman discount. That's not a joke. GM Sean Sullivan, he's our JoeBucksFan.com draft guru, as so many of you know him, but you can also reach out to him directly at BillCurryFord.com. And when you're shopping, just ask him for that Ira Kaufman discount. That's on top of everything else. BillCurryFord.com. Get shopping today. Just do it. It's the best place to go to get your shopping started. And we thank Florida's Elite Restoration, floridaseliterestoration.com. Get there now, even though you don't have a disaster at your property yet. Maybe you don't have mold, storm damage, flood, but you need to know where to go. And of course, if you do have a problem, it's got to be addressed quickly for insurance to even cover it. And you need an offensive coordinator in your corner, a defensive coordinator to fight with the insurance companies to get what is coming to you. That is Florida's Elite Restoration. Owner Josh Martin, he's got 14 years on the insurance side of the business. Now he's helping property owners get what's coming to them. They do incredible work. They're a one-stop shop. They will not just restore the property. They'll actually do the work. If you have a flood and you need a new kitchen, something like that, floridaseliterestoration.com. Check out their 5-star Google reviews. That's their average. And they've got their own Joe Bucks Fan Ira Kaufman discount. When you first call, mention Ira or Joe Bucks Fan after your free evaluation at your property with the greatest technology. If you need their service, if you move forward, you'll get $500 back. Maybe that's cash, or maybe that's just money toward your deductible. floridaseliterestoration.com. All right, the Bucks are victorious. What a win it was. What a great Monday this is. What a time to be alive as a Buccaneers fan. Okay, this podcast, we're shooting to the stadium late last night. Ira Kaufman, Lee DeKemper, talking in one of the coaches' boxes, chopping it up, as Ira likes to say, about 20 minutes on the game. And we'll be back later in the week, of course, with more podcasts. Enjoy.
All right, Ira. The Bucks clobbered the Washington Commandos, or officially the Commanders. I think they set a franchise record today, Ira. 4 opening week victories in a row. Your thoughts on the Bucks going 1-0 to start the 2024 season?
Very impressively, very impressive. Yes, it is against the Commanders, who had the worst defense in football in 2023. Understood. The Bucks overcame some adversity. They lost a couple of DBs. They lost a couple of D linemen towards the end of the week. None of it mattered. None of it mattered. And it makes you think, Lee, why were the Bucks only a 3.5-point favorite at home against a lousy football team? Once again, Jason Light taking receipts. Here we go. Once the game started, Lee never thought the Bucks were going to lose this game. Better team throughout. Now, look, Washington made some mistakes. I think they had an early interception in their hands against Mayfield. They dropped it. There was another long run. They got a holding penalty. Screwed their momentum up. But facts are facts. They did a fantastic job against the McLaurin, who's their best weapon. Caught 2 balls for 17 yards. Didn't even know he was playing. And that's with some injuries to corner. Daniels, who I think is going to be good. He's going to be a good fantasy player. I don't know how good a quarterback he's going to be. But he scored twice on the ground and 88 yards on the ground. He's a bear to handle, you know, to contain in that pocket. Jared Goff next week is not. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different animal. And so he screws up your pass rushing tactics, Daniels, because instead of trying to flush a guy out of the pocket, you're trying to keep him in the pocket. Lee, very solid. Very solid. And I love the way that the young players, Bucky Irving, McMillan, Graham Barton, and your favorite, Servassier Dennis. Lee, all young players. Dennis is a second-year player. The other guys are rookies. Izian made a play or two.
Izian
made a play or two. Palmer had a 15-yard punt return. Okay, it's still better than we're used to around here. It's one return, I understand. Very, very solid, workmanlike, methodical, and I think they gave Buck fans a lot to talk about.
Of all the things that impressed me today about, and I thought it was key, the Bucs were dropping like flies on defense. They started the game with two starting defensive linemen out before a snap. Before the third quarter was over with, they're pulling guys out of the safety room to play cornerback. And these guys, when Washington still had a chance to come back, and you think most teams, you're down to your number four cornerback, they would expose you. Most teams, what I mean by that is teams that don't have Byron Leftwich calling the plays. And that didn't happen today. I'm not saying because they didn't try. I'm saying because they made plays. They came in, you didn't really notice a drop-off. I thought once Daniel started getting warmed up on the ground, I wasn't all that impressed with the Bucs offense at the time. They were settling for too many field goals. You and I talk about that all the time. I thought, okay, the door's open. Daniel's starting to get warmed up. I had visions of Marcus Mariota on his very field doing the same thing to the Bucs when he was a rookie in his first game. And I go, boy, here we go. And I talked to Jordan Whitehead after the game. So what happened? What'd you guys do on defense to stop Daniels running? And White said it was very simple. He didn't tell me who. He said it took one person to go up the defensive line and say, if you guys want to get off the field, you have to stop him.
He definitely is a load. He might remind you a little bit of Josh Allen in terms of, he's got a big arm. Now, look, he's no Josh Allen right now.
He's not built like him, but the way he runs.
He is fast.
Yeah.
He is fast. Speaking of field goals, Lee, and you're right. Now, look, they scored on 7 or 8 possessions. So
yeah, you can't complain.
You can't complain. McLaughlin set a good tone early with the 56-yarder.
Yeah.
And people were worried about him, including you, me, and Steve Isbitz. He didn't have the greatest summer, but he looked like the same McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Bowles wanted a guy that can make something from 56 yards, and he didn't think Suckup was that guy. Mm-hmm. And he's not. And, you know, he got a great year out of McLaughlin, and there's no reason to think he won't be really good this year. Lee, the guy that we always take for granted, and we really shouldn't. Boy, Evans is fantastic.
Yeah.
He's just fantastic. That first touchdown, that 17-yarder, good coverage.
Yes.
Very good pass by Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Give him credit. How many guys are going to come down with that ball like Evans does?
And he fought for it, too.
And he fought for it. That's a perfect example, Lee, and there's, you know, the really best guys fit this category. If they're covered, you're still throwing the football.
Yeah.
And that's Mike Evans. You're still throwing the football because you think he's going to come down with that ball. Most times he will.
More credit to Evans, I thought, was on that play, he knew how to fight the cornerback without getting flagged.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Yes, and he knew what to do without getting flagged. And he came down with the ball.
He didn't really make any moves on that play.
He
didn't fake a slant or anything. Went right down the field. The guy had good coverage.
Yes.
Back to Mayfield for a minute. I thought he was outstanding. I just thought he was outstanding. I thought he could have been sacked 4 times today.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I'm not saying the pass protection was a sieve. It wasn't. But Washington's got a couple of good defensive linemen.
Yeah, tackles.
And I can make things easy for Mayfield. But he's got that pocket presence. You can't teach it. By the way, Lee, we might as well start in week 1. We jump on these things early. We're always in the vanguard of these things. You know, we were the first ones to say Devin White's a problem. It's a locker room problem. Turned out we were right. Just ask the Eagles. So, Lee, we might as well start going into week 2. Bucky Irving, look out. Look out.
We'll get to Bucky Irving in a second. I want to read this Baker Mayfield stat since you brought it up. Including today. Including the playoffs.
This is like half a season. Half a season.
Yeah, half a season, basically. Mayfield has thrown 20 touchdowns and 4 picks.
You know who loves that? Todd Bowles. No giveaways by the Bucs today. I don't think they had a takeaway either, which Bowles doesn't like. But no giveaways. Mm-hmm. And Bowles really loves that. Mayfield, he's won over his teammates.
He
really has. I talked to Levante David. You're not going to want to hear this, Lee, but we talked a little chemistry. I said, some people say it doesn't matter, just play the game. He goes, it matters. It matters because you play for the guy next to you. I didn't say, the Kemper says that's nonsense. I didn't say that.
No wonder he didn't want to talk to me.
Tackling, overall, Lee, both sides, not very good. Not very good.
But what did Derek Brooks tell you?
He said, tackling stinks in the first month of the season. And he's right. Decent crowd, Lee. I think it'll get better as the opponents get better. Maybe not the Broncos week 3. But following that, we got some good teams coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners, you know, some really good teams. Very solid performance, Lee. Now look, the Commanders are not the Lions. They're looking at a long season. They could be 6-11. Nobody would blink twice.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Bucs could ask for a much better opening. You know, Daniels,
He's going to get his rushing yards, Lee. You're not going to hold him to 33 yards on the ground, Daniels.
No.
He runs a lot, and he runs effectively. And really, today, that's all Washington had. That's all.
You're right. To your Bucky Irving point.
Say, white average 2.1 yards.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you notice the crowd when Bucky was gaining yards? Bucky!
Yeah,
Bucky!
I did.
They're ready.
I don't hear Rashad.
No.
He's a tremendous receiver out of the back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what's so irksome. It's like, you can barely take the guy off the field because he's so good at catching the pass. And you don't want to tip pitches. But how much longer are they going to wait for him to come around? Like you said, 2.1 yards. Although Liam Cohen said, he's my guy, Todd Bowles has been dropping hints all summer long that he's running out of patience.
I think part of it, Lee, will be if they're winning. If they're winning, there's not an urgency to make the change. Now, if they lose three in a row somewhere, all of a sudden you're looking at, like, what are we doing wrong? We're not running the ball like we should. What'd you think of the run blocking? A little better?
It was okay, but you know what? It wasn't what it was hyped up to be. I think the Bucks are so happy they got Barton that they're saying, oh, it's going to be,
two snaps you throw, that's not bad. The holes weren't bad.
They were opening up some decent holes, but the production wasn't there until the second half. Maybe that's what you want as far as, wear them down and get to the second half and put Bucky Irving there and let him be the closer. Maybe that was the plan all along. I wasn't blown away. It was better, yes. But you know what? Using Robert Haynes as a scapegoat, I'm done with it.
I understand.
I'm not saying he was Larry Little. But what's the common denominator here? Two years ago, White was the running back. Last year, White was the running back. Today, Hainsey's on the bench. White runs for 2.1 yards a carry.
And to your point, Hainsey didn't block for Bucky Irving. He did. Mm-hmm. So we don't know that. I got a little story, Lee. I got a little conversation going with Godwin over the last, towards the end of last season after his wife said a few things on, was it Instagram?
Yeah.
And a little bit this year during training camp. We got a little joke going between us. Because I'm always telling him, I'm going to get you in the end zone more, Chris. I'm going to keep writing about it. I'm going to keep pounding it. And the powers that be will read it, and we'll see. Because, Mayfield's reading all this stuff, too. So he scores a touchdown today. This is a guy who only had 5 in the last 2 years combined. 5. That's a travesty. I'm not trying to take touchdowns away from Mike Evans, but spread it out a little bit. I think in the long run, that helps the team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, because in the red zone, they know you're not always going to go to Mike Evans. So Godwin was brought in. I was in the locker room when he was at the podium. Then I saw him come into the locker room, and I was still in there. And he approached his locker, and I said, I told you I'm going to help you, Chris. I told him, he had a big smile. He wants to score touchdowns. I mean, why wouldn't he? Contract year, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Contract year. He gets 8 or 9 touchdowns and 1,000 yards. All of a sudden, he's one of the 5 coveted free agents on the market.
Yeah.
Not just wide receivers.
Yeah.
And the Bucs know that. 4 touchdowns between Evans, McMillan, and Godwin. Not badly. Not bad.
I asked Mike Evans. I said, Mike, McMillan, if he gets rolling, first off, everybody knows about you. Second off, everybody knows about Godwin. I said, the defensive coordinator sort of have to worry about McMillan. You're going to be dangerous. Hell, he liked that. It's going to happen. That's basically what he said. It's going to happen. And Evans gave credit to Light. He goes, we got a really good draft class this year.
Lee, as we sit here tonight after the game, we don't know anything definitive about these injuries. Now, you said Kansas's going to miss a few games.
Yeah, Light was on the pregame show today. He did say it'd be a few weeks, which that sounds like a calf injury. He missed a few weeks
last
year. Boy,
I'd like to have Kancy against Jared Goff. I mean, I really
You
would.
Took the words out of my mouth, because you know what? With Kancy, the Bucks fought tooth and nail with the Lions. Without Kancy, they got slapped around.
Shoyanka made a few plays. He made a few plays. And
Servasio Dennis. I thought that guy was a hot tub pro bowler.
Well, I always tried to overrule you trying to say we haven't seen enough of him.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen enough of him. Today he got in there, and you noticed him. Mm-hmm. He made some plays. Winfield, I thought, was a little quiet.
I think maybe they were trying to keep the ball away from him, which is smart. Now, what do you think about this? Now, we kind of touched upon this already. I'm going to use a baseball analogy. You and I were in the tunnel after the game, and you were telling me about, you think it's very underrated that baseball teams, good teams with good programs, good minor league organizations, they have good instructors. So when those guys come to the big leagues, they're ready to play. Well, I think you can use the same analogy on Isian, on Servasio Dennis. Those guys came off the bench. No one thought they were going to play. They did, and he made impacts. Servasio Dennis, I never saw him hit like that before. He was hitting people.
Yeah, he was.
Obviously, Isian, he had a pass defended. He had a forced fumble. These guys were ready to play.
I think it's a good coaching staff, and I think it's better than it used to be. I think they've made some improvements. Maybe Cone's the right guy. We can't piss on 37 points. We're not used to that. The last time they scored 37 points, I looked that up. The regular season finale against Carolina a couple of years ago.
Okay.
A couple of years ago.
Left, which is last season.
Yeah.
Did Evans get like two or three touchdowns that game?
Yeah, also maybe 37 or something. But we're not used to that around here.
Not since Arians left.
You know, and we're not used to scoring in the first half. Lee, that was nice.
Still good for that opening drive touchdown.
But they bolted to a 13-0 lead.
Yeah,
they did.
That helps.
Now, you're not going to play the Commanders every week, Lee.
Exactly.
You're just not.
It's like a warm-up.
Denver week three.
Nick's kind of struggled. I don't know if he'll be ready. Well, you always want to, and you mention this often, you always want to face the rookie quarterbacks early. Well, they'll get Nick's early.
That's right. I think Daniels has a future, Lee. If I'm a Washington fan, I'm not down on Daniels. He needs help. We'll see. As Daniels progresses as a passer, it could be a passable offense. It's not going to be a top-notch offense. They don't have the running backs. They don't have the line. But Daniels, he made some plays.
A couple guys I thought were quiet today. One in a bad way. One maybe in a good way. On offense, Kate Otten.
He was quiet.
But I think that's good in the sense that the reason why he was quiet was they didn't need to target him.
Yeah.
You know, McMillan was making catches. Evans a guy when nothing needs to be said.
Yeah, that's right.
On defense, which I don't think was a good thing, Vita Vea was quiet, I thought.
He was. Levante kind of quiet. I was kidding him in the locker room, Lee. I think it was the first thing I said to him. But only because, you know, Levante's got, he's got thick skin. He's got thick skin. So I was looking for an opening line for him. He was sitting in his locker. I was the only guy with him. And I go, you missed a tackle on Austin Ekeler. Didn't you, Levante? He goes, yeah, I did. I said, you still pissed about it? Yes, I am. It was a short pass over the middle, and it ended up being 22 yards.
A rare miss.
And that's why I said it, because you don't see that very often. He loves this team. Levante David loves this team. He's so happy with his decision to return. He thinks this team can do damage. We'll know a lot more next week, but so far, so good.
I don't want to get ahead of myself here about next week. I know that's a fair barometer next week because they're going to be down so many people. It would not surprise me if White brings in a cornerback. So that's not going to be the real Bucks. I hope not. That's not going to be the real Bucks. So if the Bucks play well or win, that will say a lot.
I'll tell you the silver lining, Lee, next week, like you're saying.
Guys are going to get snaps, experience.
No. This offense might be a lot better than it used to be. It might be. Mm-hmm. It might be. Now, Detroit's defense isn't great, but it's better than Washington. And Carlton Davis, right?
Yeah.
They'll renew acquaintances with Carlton Davis. I like Evans in that matchup, Lee. I like Evans against Carlton Davis. But they're not going to score 37 points every week, Lee. But they sure as hell better score more than 20-point average, or 18 the year before. That's got to go up. Markedly. Mm-hmm. You can't expect to win 2017 every week. You're not going to do that.
No.
So I like the 37. It's a nice round number.
Did anything on defense surprise you or impress you?
I thought the pass coverage was very good, Lee. I thought the secondary did a heck of a job.
Especially considering...
Not just McLaurin, but all the Washington guys. Now look, they don't have, Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
They don't have that. Mm-hmm. Nobody does. Just shutting down McLaurin. I mean, I thought that was very impressive. Considering they're down two corners. Even when they were down two corners, he didn't do anything. Now, when we asked Bowles, you were in the room when we asked him, he goes, we paid a lot of attention to him. They rotated coverage towards him. There's no question about it.
Initial analysis. I know it's early. It's week one. Your initial analysis on Liam Cohen's offense.
Very positive. I saw some plays today, Lee, some inside handoffs, a little flip that gained good yardage. And I didn't see 22 runs between the tackles. That I didn't see. They got Bucky Irving outside.
Yes.
They got him to the second level. And we've learned you don't pound Rashad White either. Irving, he's got a chance, Lee. Fourth round pick. I hate to give Light too much credit, Lee. You know me. But he might have pulled it off again. He might have done it again.
Yeah, we'll see. Like you always say, it's only week one. It's only the Commanders. Put things in perspective.
No? So we'll be back. We'll see if Bowles pounds the podium again this week, Lee. See if you can get him to do it.
All right, it was good to listen to the boys there, and what a victory. The Bucks really, I think the big emphasis is how much they overcame in the game and that they started fast. Starting fast has not always been a thing for this team. As Ira mentioned, they got up 13-0, and look at all those issues. They pulled it out. I don't care who you're playing against. Week one is difficult, especially against a running quarterback, and the defense held up through all those injuries and change positions and all those challenges. The offensive line, there were some issues, no doubt, but week one, you can't go crazy. And the Rashad White, Bucky Irving thing is real. I'm sure a lot of listeners don't want to hear us talk about it anymore because we were talking about it all offseason. And a lot of the common thought around Tampa Bay fans and media is, you know, Rashad White, oh, you know, hardcore number one guy. And, you know, it's just not what we were seeing on the field in practice, but we'll see where it goes. Hopefully they can get a real 1-2 punch. And that's the goal here. Not who's going to get that job, who's going to get more carries and all that. If they can both be great, that would be extraordinary for this team on so many levels. And, you know, we'll get into Sunday's matchup against the Lions. We'll be back doing a podcast all together at $1 on Wednesday. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com. Get there, start shopping, check out your service department there. Fantastic. And Florida's Elite Restoration, you must be prepared in storm season, but 24/7, you got to know who to call if a disaster threatens your biggest asset, and that is your home. Florida's Elite Restoration.com, serving Tampa Bay area and beyond to Orlando and across the state. Get to JoeBucksFan.com. We've got so much content, as regular readers know, and I think we've done a hell of a job the last couple of weeks as well, and our numbers show it, and we appreciate all the support and the support for the Sage and our sponsors. Fantastic time ahead. We're going to really enjoy writing about a lot of these national guys who are going to start changing their position on the Bucs after the Falcons completely imploded yesterday, and Kirk Cousins showing that he was still hurt, not playing under center at all, just in shotgun and pistol and looking kind of weak. So that should be fun times ahead. We'll talk to you soon.